The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. So crazy, crazy. Oh, man. I love it. Hey, everybody. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning on WTBR 89.7 FM on your dial. And in Lee.
Is it 8 or 8:30?
It's 8:30.
Are you sure?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 8:30.
Okay, all right.
8:30 in the morning.
Gotcha.
And our email address is?
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And the phone number to the station, if you would like to call, is 413-445-4258. We love to hear from you. We love your ideas, your thoughts, your comments.
Except we're not really here, so
no,
when you call, make sure that you pass along the message, and they'll give it to us.
Yes, there are good people here who will answer the phones, and they will get us the message, as they always do.
They are really, really funny.
They're great people here, guys, girls. It's such a fun place. You can have your own show here.
Yeah.
You can call that number, and you can ask how to do that.
So if you've got some ideas, we'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm. And Bev actually has another show of her very own, and it is called
Beyond.
And Beyond is all about the
science fiction, fantasy, adventure.
And it airs every
Saturday at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So after dinner, dim the lights, sit in a cozy chair.
8 o'clock a.m.
So after breakfast, go in a closet, make it dark. Listen to Ben.
And thank you, Nick, for all your suggestions.
Hey, Nick, we appreciate you. And you know what? I want to say hi to RB. You know who you are. I want to say hi to Mary. I want to say hi to Patty and Marie and Mark and all of our listeners out there who we hear from all the time and rush in the morning to get your coffee and your breakfast, your Dunkin' Donuts, and get in there and listen to our show.
And there's podcasts, too, that you can listen to at any time of the day or night, even if you wake up at 3 a.m. with great ideas.
And don't worry, you can listen to them over and over again, because if you're like us, you'll have forgotten what they're all about.
And if you're like us, you don't listen to them very much.
Because we don't like to hear our own voices on the air. And this is our therapy for the week. And we also have for you a quote of the day.
Okay.
The quote of the day is from Frank Moore Colby. Remember good old Frankie?
No.
Neither do I. Many people lose their tempers merely from seeing you keep yours. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I've got something kind of segues into that today.
Okay.
Yeah. But here comes true or false. Juneteenth has been an official holiday since the 1960s. Number two, the Chinese lunar calendar determines when the Chinese New Year is celebrated.
I got it. One is true, one is false.
Yep.
I thought maybe both were true or both were false.
Nope.
All right. I think I've got it.
Okay.
All righty then. What are we sharing today?
I have 10 unexpected traits most people find genuinely impressive in others.
All right. Should we do the whole show like that?
No.
All right. Maybe it'd be fun sometime.
Upset.
Why?
Would, because we're not making fun of you. We're just making fun of ourselves.
We're not making fun. We're just having fun.
We're just having, well.
I got good friends all over the country talk all kinds of different accents, and it's the only one I know how to do.
Do they get upset with you?
No. Jerry and LaVon, they love, they're from Tennessee, up there on the mountain, from Suwannee. And I love them. They love me. And when I go there, sometimes I talk like this, and they think it's fun. I say, I love you, Jerry. I love you. And then he says, I love you, Lynn. It's lovely. My pastor is Southern. It's great. We have all the last night we played a game, and he was doing other accents, too.
I'm going to tell you, this kid has got to be gone.
That's the accent he was doing last
That's
night.
That's the one he was doing.
Yeah, he was doing New York, kind of a New York thing. I love it. You know, people have New York accents. I love that. But I don't think we have an accent. Do we?
I don't think so. I think I worked very hard because the accent for upstate New York is not pleasant.
What is it? Do you remember how to speak that way? Really?
It's always like you're asking a question, no matter what.
Oh, I see. I think I'm going to read this book?
Yeah.
Really? I think I'm going to go to the store today? Like that?
So.
Like, I think tonight I'm going to have chicken?
That's
the inflection.
Okay.
It's driving you crazy,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
All right, let's go back to Southern. All right, fine. What you want to talk about today?
You mean after I just told you? 10 unexpected traits most people find genuinely impressive in others. And what have you got?
I have embarrassing grammar mistakes even smart people make.
Go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. Irregardless.
It's not a word.
Bing, 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 bing. Not a word.
Regardless.
Yes. It's simply regardless, as in regardless of what you think about grammar, you'll look silly if you say irregardless.
Yay.
So there it is, everyone. You learned it today. It is not even a word.
I bet you if I find it in the dictionary, they'll say, not
a word. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be fun if they did that.
This is what I was talking about when you had mentioned the quote. Maintaining composure when disrespected. Grace under fire. When faced with disrespect, most people instinctively armor up. Voices raise, defenses mount, emotions flare. Yet those rare individuals who respond with measured dignity command immediate respect.
Whoa.
They don't pretend the slight didn't happen. They just acknowledge it. They don't get consumed by it.
Jesus did that. Think about it. Yeah.
Okay.
He did. All the slams, all the stuff. Yep. Never just calm.
That's one thing people love about other people.
Yes. Stay calm. Sometimes it's hard. They get under your skin.
Because you want to say, I didn't do that.
Yeah. And it turns into a fight and, Okay, here's the one. I could care less. This is one that is so commonly misused. You have to think it through. If you
couldn't.
Couldn't care less. You don't say, I could care less. Because you're leaving it open. That you could care less. But you don't care. So you say, I couldn't care less.
And she's pounding the table here. She's got it down flat.
It says, the way it's written above suggests you possess care, which still could be allocated to the situation in question. I couldn't care less is correct because it communicates that I have no more care to give.
That's it.
That's it. I couldn't care less. I feel like an English teacher.
People like other people who take full responsibility for mistakes. The words, it was my fault, have nearly magical properties.
Yep.
Most people instinctively scramble to protect their reputation when mistakes happen, pointing to extenuating circumstances, sharing blame, blah, blah, blah. But the mental gymnastics are often transparent to everyone except the person performing them. Mm. So you can usually tell when they're trying to fudge it.
Yes. When you know they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's embarrassing.
So if you don't know it, or it was your fault, you just say, it was my fault.
My fault. Yep. I'm to blame.
I'll do what I can to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So much better.
Yeah.
It makes you breathe a sigh of relief. I, as the last word in a sentence. What would that sound like? How would you use I as the last word in a sentence?
Nobody reads more books than I.
Excellent. The mistake is remarkably common, yet a correct... excuse
but
me.
That's not wrong.
Well?
Because if you can say I do or I can afterwards, if you can put a verb after it, the I is perfectly fine.
Did you put a verb after it?
No, I'm saying in your head, if you could put...
What was your sentence?
Because the sentence would be, nobody reads more books than I can. So you leave off the word can.
All right, let's see what this says. This is from Expert Opinion by Christina Desmarais, whoever she is. It says... A correct example would be Carly talked with Brandon and me. The trick to getting this one straight is to take the other person's name out of the sentence and see if your personal pronoun choice still sounds right. Carly talked with I is awkward and incorrect.
The word then, I think, has something to do with it.
So Carly talked with I just does sound wrong. But when you said your sentence, it didn't sound as wrong to me.
Could you imagine the sentence being with me? Nobody can read more books than me.
Nobody can read more books than me. Sounds casual.
Sounds
Nobody
wrong.
Nobody reads more books than I. I would probably add the do or the can on the end.
Mm-hmm.
The verb. This is deep, everyone. This is deep. This is a class. This is a class. And you don't have to pay for it. And you don't even have to get out of bed 15 minutes early. You can just listen and learn.
Great people who are well respected stand up for others who are not present.
Oh, yeah.
Defending those who aren't present to defend themselves reveals a moral compass that operates independently of audience or advantage. Many people will quickly join in the criticism of absent parties. It's socially easier and sometimes professionally advantageous. Speaking up, on the other hand, requires swimming against powerful social currents.
Amen. Love that.
It's hard to do, but it's good to do.
It's really good to do. Really, really good to do. It feels good, and it changes the whole feel of the room.
Other people then become not afraid to say something good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it may be a little uncomfortable for those who are slamming. Yeah. me as the first word in a sentence
is wrong.
Is incorrect. she's actually having a tremor. Me is incorrect.
Me go to the store.
Yeah.
Joe and me go to the store.
Yeah. Yeah. You're really... Yeah. Yeah. Me is going to the store. That just doesn't click.
No.
Don't use that. I hear people saying things like, me and Brandon met at Starbucks this morning. Me and Brandon met at Starbucks this morning. All the time, even though it's always wrong. Brandon and I met at Starbucks this morning is correct.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, I too.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
What do we do about that?
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Admitting ignorance. Why are the three simple words, I don't know, so difficult for many people to use? People instinctively trust those who admit their limitations. If you say, I don't know, I'll look it up for you or something, but don't mm-hmm. pretend that you know what it is and then make a fool out of yourself trying to explain what it is and be mm-hmm. totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know is okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I'll find out for you is okay.
Yep. Yep.
Here's another one. I'm sorry. I'll bet that's on your list.
That was with the it was my fault one.
Oh, that was the I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm sorry is huge. All right. Here is, let's see, wet your appetite. That will wet your appetite. Oh, that meal will wet your appetite. It's going to be so good. Wet, W-H-E-T, means to sharpen or stimulate. As such, the latter spelling is more appropriate. So it's the spelling of wet. W-E-T is incorrect. It should be W-H-E-T.
Oh, for a minute there, I
wet.
Thought. The W-H-E-T is right.
Wet.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phew.
Phew. Wet. Phew. Wet.
Wet.
It's wet. Wet.
Like that.
Yeah. Wet.
Okay. Sounding. Setting.
Welcome to Disney.
Setting boundaries without apology, being able to say no. Boundary setters possess a quiet power that demands attention. While many people waffle, over-explain, or reluctantly agree to unreasonable demands, those who can deliver a firm no demonstrate remarkable self-respect that actually increases others' respect for them. I think all of us have that. We can't say no.
Mm-hmm. Without an explanation.
Right.
I actually had to do that just about a week and a half ago. I had decided I would just say, no, unfortunately, I can't. And I wanted so badly to type an explanation. And I thought, no, I was polite.
That was it.
And I just said, no. And it was hard for me to do. Very hard.
I can't do it. Nope.
Yeah, but it was okay. The response I got back was fine. And I still felt like I had to say, well, you know why? I'll tell you. This is what I don't. Yeah, it's tough. Does anybody else out there have that problem?
I think all of us do.
Oh.
Especially women.
Yeah.
As caregivers.
Yes.
Can you take Michael for a walk? No.
I can't because blah, 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 blah.
He's your child.
Yeah.
You take him for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
All the sudden. These are the three letters, the three words. All the sudden.
I never heard that.
I haven't either. I have said this wrong, but I've never said all the sudden. I have said all of the sudden. I have said all of a sudden. So let's see what this says. Whether you say all of a sudden or all of the sudden, the preposition of must be involved either way. The of has to be there.
Okay.
But if you're really trying to say suddenly instead of all of a sudden, just say suddenly. That's an aircraft. That's a loud aircraft.
Yeah. You may not hear that, but we do.
Yeah, if we're not here next week, it's because something happened.
Kamikaze.
So it says just skip the all of the sudden thing and say suddenly, but either one of these is correct. All of a sudden or all of the sudden are correct as long as the word of
is in there.
Is in there.
So don't say all the sudden.
Right. You have to add the of.
Okay.
Okay.
Unexpected traits most people find genuinely impressive in others. Oh, dear. I printed the wrong page.
She printed the wrong page, which happens to me all of the time.
Oh, no.
Where I print things. And while you're figuring that out, I'll do one more.
Go ahead.
The first year anniversary. The use of year is redundant. Well, that's weird. The use of the word year is redundant. The first anniversary or the 50th anniversary suffice. You do not have to say year. You just say the first anniversary or the 50th anniversary or the 25th anniversary.
You mean you don't have to say...
Year.
Year or actually the name of the year, 2025, say.
Nope. You just say the first year or the 50th year.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that one, I'm not losing any sleep over that.
No.
I don't really care.
No.
I don't mind someone saying the first year anniversary. All right.
I can't believe I got half of my stuff already.
Half of your stuff is there or not there?
It's not there.
Due diligence. Due diligence is the proper business and legal term. It means you will investigate an individual or company before signing a contract. And what they're trying to say here, because you can't see it, is it's written due, D-O, diligence. And the proper way to write it is D-U-E, due diligence, because diligence is due, D-U-E.
I found it.
See that? See what we did there?
Whew. Okay. Consistency between big and small actions. High character reveals itself most authentically during unguarded moments. While some people craft careful public personas, those who demonstrate consistent values regardless of audience display rare integrity. So if you have to have an audience, microphone, cameras, all that, in order for you to do something kind for somebody.
Oh, that is not really being kind.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you give somebody a dollar because they need it for a phone call or something.
Don't post it on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave it. Just leave it. I have done something once and I did tell people because it was really a cool situation. But other than that, it's just what it is. You leave it. It's your thing that you did, and that's that.
I did something good in front of an audience, which made me feel good, but it was only my husband, so that's okay.
Your husband was the audience?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I tell Mark everything. Yeah. I would do that. Something good.
Are you sure he tells you everything?
I don't know. We have got to talk. We have got to talk.
Sorry, Mark.
So how about this? Must have, should have, would have, could have. Okay? Must have, should have, would have, could have.
Isn't that what the little apostrophe in the V-E?
Not in here. Nope. It says all those of's should be have. The proper versions were corrupted by contradictions. I'm sorry, contractions, not contradictions. That would change the whole meaning, the whole entire meaning, by contractions such as must have.
Huh.
I must have gone to the store a million times today, blah, blah, blah.
We all say that.
So now we think it's must of, O-F, when it was actually the contraction must have that made it seem like it was must of, should of, would of. It's not. It's must have, should have, and the contraction is should have, would have, could have, must have. When really it should be must have, but because we use the contraction, it sounded like must have with a V, E. This is interesting. I like this. This is very cool.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah,
with
I can
that.
See that you'd be confused, but because you can't look at the paper.
Okay.
But right. Just know that it should be must have, should have, would have, could have. And if you use the contraction, it's must have, which sounds like VE, which makes it very confusing. All right.
Okay. Beep, beep, I think I follow you. Beep. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
This is a good one.
That's good.
This is a hard one. Changing one's mind when presented with new evidence. If somebody believes something, there's no way you're going to tell them they're wrong because they're going to... In an era of entrenched opinions, the capacity to evolve one's thinking feels revolutionary. The willingness to revise opinions demonstrates intellectual maturity. Most people approach disagreements as opportunities to reinforce existing beliefs rather than occasions for genuine learning.
Agreed.
They fight for position. They.
Yes.
That is so hard.
Yes. Like, there's a banana in this smoothie. No, there's not. Yes, there is. There is a banana. No, because we didn't have any bananas. But I had an extra banana. I put it in there. No, you didn't. And this didn't ever happen to me.
No, right.
I'm just saying that someone can push it to the death when it's totally
false.
There's a banana in there.
Yeah.
There is. And that, by the way, banana and strawberry smoothies are really good.
I like that.
With a little bit of basil leaf in there.
Ooh. Bagel leaf?
Basil. Basil. Pick a little leaf of basil off your basil plant and put it in there.
Into a sweet thing?
And put some banana in there, some banana and some strawberry and some peanut butter. Ooh,
help,
yum.
Help, help, help.
See, because we're hungry. Worse comes to worse. Worse comes to worse. W-O-R-S-E. Worse. So if worse comes to worse, I'll have to drive my own car.
I think I've said that.
It's actually worse comes to worst.
Now
not
I don't know.
Worse comes to worse. It's worse comes to worst.
I'll have to think about that.
It indicates something has degraded from one negative plane to the lowest possible. Worse comes to worst. Many times I say worst comes to worst.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think I've also said worse comes to worse and not put the T on there. I think I have when I'm thinking about it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a.
I think I.
Wow.
Think, and I'm thinking more about it. So you got to put the T.
That's a clever one.
Worst comes to worst. This is hurting my brain.
Okay. Please don't do that. Giving credit generously. Listen carefully to how someone describes a successful project. Their language reveals volumes about their character. Choosing to shine a light on teammates rather than oneself indicates exceptional self-worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you didn't do it alone and you cannot take all the credit for it.
Right. You have to include
whoever helped you.
Everybody.
Yep.
Even if it's a long list. Yes.
Some people can't do that.
Agree. Oh, I've got the wrong list. Hot water heater. That's not right. Oh, wait a minute. It is. It is right.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. Let me turn the page. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Hot water heater is wrong. You don't say hot water heater. I always say hot water heater.
What's wrong with hot water heater?
It says, if anything, it's a cold water heater. Just say water heater.
Does it really make any difference?
No. It doesn't.
Whoa.
It doesn't heat the hot water. It's not a hot water heater. It's a cold water heater.
It does heat the cold water.
It heats the cold water. It doesn't heat the hot water.
Oh my God.
And see, in my job, I always say hot water heater.
Isn't it written on the can?
That's crazy. These are good.
Okay. Not needing to fill silence.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
In Japanese culture, there's a concept called ma, M-A, the appreciation of negative space that gives meaning to everything or surrounding it. Being comfortable with silence reflects this concept perfectly. Most people experience conversational gaps as awkward voids requiring immediate filling, often with whatever thoughts arrive first, regardless of quality.
That's me. That's me, 100%. 100% me. It's a curse. I am not comfortable with silence. I can't ride in the car if someone's silent and they're not talking. I have to talk and I'll talk about anything. You're doing it to me.
You're proving it's right.
Yeah, very, very uncomfortable. I cannot do silence. Now, I can do silence in the car with Mark from time to time if we've already talked or we have the radio going. If there's no music going and there's no chatter, I struggle.
And he probably keeps saying,
he's good with silence. He's okay. I can't do it.
I used to let Greg go because if he was driving, I didn't want to disturb him.
Really? So you were quiet?
Most of the time.
To let him concentrate.
I mean, until he started a conversation, then I'd talk with him.
Yeah. It's a real struggle because I can be with other people who don't like silence, like my sister Patty. We can go and go and go and go and go and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And if there's a gap, one of us will say, what's wrong?
Uh-huh.
You okay? You okay? What were you thinking? What? Did you think something? You don't want to tell me? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. When we have her in here again, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There won't be
Patty,
any silence.
Patty, I miss you.
Yeah. Got to have her come in.
All right.
Did we do a break?
Almost.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Nip it in the bud. Oh, no, we did this one before. Nip it in the butt? I think we did do this one before.
I did. I think I remember this one.
Yeah, we'll skip it. No, I don't want that one. I will do per se or per se. So is it
per se or
per se?
Per se,
two different words, per se.
Uh-huh.
Or is it per se? So is it per?
The way it sounds right now, you're
say,
doing the same thing.
Is it per se? Or per se, meaning two words or one word?
Oh, two words.
Both are incorrect. Because the Latin phrase, which means in itself or intrinsically, is spelled, per se. You have to know how this is spelled. So the per se that we talked about 10 seconds ago is S-A-Y. In both of the examples I gave you.
Oh, that's wrong.
It's S-E.
Yeah.
The best communicators speak and write clearly and concisely and probably would avoid phrases like this one anyway.
Yeah.
So it's, I never say per se. I don't even know where I put it.
Oh.
It's soup per se.
Like, for instance, per se.
It's soup per se.
No.
It's... let's say we're talking about beef stew per se. I don't even know how to use it. I know, Marie. I know. And Marie, we need to hear from you on this stuff.
Yeah. You've been quiet too long, darling.
Is that a song? You've been quiet too long. You've been quiet too long.
Don't you do that to me.
Yeah. She's got the button.
Okay, making complex ideas accessible. Einstein supposedly said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough.
Amen.
These people, they go long-winded lectures and things, and it's like, just give me the facts.
Yes, make it simple. Pretend I'm a third grader. Talk to me in third grade language. Really? Oh, my gosh. We could do a whole show on that. How about this one? Espresso. Espresso.
Espresso.
The strong coffee drink brewed into a tiny cup is pronounced with an S in the first syllable. It is espresso. It is not expresso. There is no X. It is espresso. Forget about the E and just say espresso.
Now it's time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we are back.
We are front, too.
We are front and back. And we are Lynn and
Bev.
And this is the second half of Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning for 1 hour, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM. And then Lee.
WSBR 88.1.
And we have a riddle for you. Oh, actually, we're not doing a riddle today.
Nope.
We're doing true or false.
Yep.
And the questions are.
Number one, Juneteenth has been an official holiday since the 1960s. Number two, the Chinese lunar calendar determines where the Chinese New Year is celebrated, not where, when.
When it's celebrated.
Yep.
Alrighty then.
One of those is true, one of those is false.
And we wish we had a prize for you, but you know what?
No. Sorry.
We don't.
We're empty.
And we just want to do the daily count on the boxes of Kleenex in our recording studio. And today, there are two, four, six, there are seven. And interestingly enough, they are no longer scattered around the room. They are in a neat little pile over in the corner. We have seven boxes of Kleenex, and two of which that we can see are open. Oh, I think the third one is also open. So if anyone can unravel the mystery of the seven boxes of Kleenex, You can email us and let us know what you think
at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah, the question is, why?
Every time we come in here, there's a different number and we're in a different place.
Yeah, we want to know what's going on in this room. Why so much tissue?
Okay.
Here are some of the weirdest things people do.
That's pretty weird.
That's weird. What's the weirdest thing you think you do?
Crack my knuckles.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Sometimes when I'm laying on the couch, I lock my toes together.
Ow!
Just the two big toes. I just put one big toe in the middle of the space between the big toe and the second toe, and I just lock those two toes together. Isn't that weird?
I can't even see how you would do that.
Well, you just do it. I'll show you.
No, never mind. You must have really long toes.
I do. My second toe is longer than my first toe, and I was told that that was a sign of witchcraft, I would have been burned at the stake in Salem. If anyone had noticed the fact, so in Salem, if I lived back then, I would have worn some big shoes all the time.
No thongs.
Neither one. No thongs. No, not at all.
Oh my.
So I thought of this because the first weird thing on this list is picking your toenails. So I was thinking about feet, and I thought a weird thing to do is I lock those two toes together. So it says, as strange and disgusting as it sounds, picking your toenails or your fingernails is a habit many people develop. Removing the bit of lint or sock fuzz stuck between your toenails can be oddly satisfying. It can be a way to relieve stress or simply pass the time.
But maybe wear shoes.
Maybe you need to wash your hands after. It relieves stress and simply passes the time. Well, that's why when I go get a pedicure, the people who do my pedicures are stressless. They're stressless people.
Do you actually get pedicures?
I do.
Oh.
Well, from time to time, even in the summer.
Yeah.
In the winter, I kind of just, clip. Okay. But I'll do more because if it relieves stress.
This is going down avenues I'm not sure I want to go.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
No.
You have not?
Nope.
Oh.
Don't touch my feet and I won't touch yours.
You don't want anybody to touch your feet.
Right.
For real.
Actually, a foot massage is different, and that's, I love.
That would be nice.
Greg used to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's time that you got a pedicure.
You want a pedicure with those things?
You want one?
Do you want a pedicure? I give you a good pedicure.
I can give you one.
I'm not doing it right because you're not getting it.
Oh, what?
Andrea Johnson.
Oh, the comedian.
Yes.
She was hysterical, so funny. Where I go, they think she is a riot.
She is. She's funny.
She's very, very cute. All right. That's what I had. Picking your toenails.
Okay.
Relaxing.
Well, now that I'm done with the other, I have people who rarely experience loneliness share 9 specific traits.
Oh.
They find comfort in their own company.
Oh.
I mean, that didn't really...
I don't know. How do you do that?
I am that way. I don't mind living alone.
Really? You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know that I'm good company. I don't know if I'm good company. I don't know that I'm good company.
For yourself, though. Don't you talk to yourself all the time?
I do, but I don't tell myself I'm good company. I always say, hey, let's call somebody.
Oh.
Let's get somebody. Let's see somebody. I'll go see somebody. But then there are times when I am alone in the house, but I don't know. Maybe I need therapy. What's another one?
They immerse themselves in meaningful activities.
Okay.
She's nodding her head.
I have meaningful activities. I do.
Okay. People who resist loneliness often dive deep into activities that matter to them. That would be you.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. When it really, really matters, when I finally decide, yeah, I'll do something.
Okay. How long does that take?
It can take days.
Yeah, years maybe. Okay.
They understand their emotional landscapes. People who are quite happy in their own company have a knack for reading their own emotions. They notice when feelings of disconnection crop up and can tell the difference between a passing mood and a real need for contact.
Yes. How about you?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I don't want to be around people that talk constantly or don't really say anything of substance.
And don't play tennis. You know what that means? Or dance. So when you have a conversation, it's like a tennis match or a dance. You take turns.
Oh.
You do it together. Maybe not so much a dance, but a tennis match.
I see what you're saying.
Back and forth, back and forth. So you're not monopolizing the conversation. You're balanced.
The one difference between women's conversation and men's conversation is that men will talk over each other.
You don't think women talk over each other?
Not as much as men do.
Oh, you need to come to my church. We got a great group of women, and we can do that, and it's fine. We had lunch a couple of weeks ago. We all went to the park for lunch. I think there was maybe 8 of us. And during our lunch and all the conversations crossed each other and everything, I said, if my husband were here right now, he would have to leave. He would never be able to take the crisscross conversations and all. Yeah, I think women do that more, don't you?
Never really thought about it.
No.
Okay. What else you got?
Aren't there more?
Yeah, but aren't there more for you?
Sure. Pretend you're in a music video.
Oh, I do that when I'm driving.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Remember this? You're at home listening to your favorite music, and you decide to mimic the video to live your best rock star life. Or you're walking down the street as a teenager with earbuds in. You're pretending you're a teenager, imagining the world as your music video set. Pretending to be the star of a video is a common thing that mostly everyone has done at least once in their lives. It can make even the dullest commute feel cinematic. I love it.
I do the one where you look like you think you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you don't. I think that sounds like so much fun. I mean, I've done it in the car and, you know, raise my hands up or and
that goes with talking to yourself because you're talking to yourself as if you're in a movie or
it's
something.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I did one time when I was driving to Boston? I did an entire thing. It was a conversation. I tell you, this makes me feel like I'm nuts. I did a conversation between all these women. I had a Russian woman. I had a New York woman. I had a Southern woman. And I had a really, really old lady. And I did all the voices in my car like we were having a total conversation. All four of us were in the car.
People driving by you must have been.
It was so much fun. I had all these four women talking to each other in my car. Talk about feeling like.
Did you learn anything?
No, just had fun. No, just had fun. Try it sometime. You do voices.
Yeah.
Just be in your car.
I hear voices. They speak to me.
That was an accent right there. They speak to me.
People who rarely experience loneliness show up as their real selves. Authenticity just radiates from people who don't get lonely much. They're comfortable in their own skin and have dropped the exhausting act of trying to impress everyone. Their conversations feel spontaneous and honest, not calculated. By letting go of the perfection, they attract connections that actually fit.
True. I believe that's 100% true. Mm-hmm. Bring your real self. Mm-hmm. Don't try to impress. So here's something that we all do or have done. We check a mirror when we pass it.
Oh, gosh.
I am doing that less and less.
If you go by a store with a window in it.
Yes, especially when we were younger.
Yeah.
Check, make sure the outfit's good. Make sure the hair's right. Make sure everything's good. Do you look good? Do I look good? Do I look good? All right, I look good. Can you pass a mirror without looking at yourself? I know I cannot. I didn't say that. The writer did.
Yep.
Now, I am not self-obsessed, but I do want to catch a glimpse of myself in every reflective surface that I come across. This is an honest person. I like this girl. This is something that many people do instinctively. Mirrors can offer a chance to check your appearance, adjust your hair, even give yourself confidence, a confidence boost with a little smile. If nothing else, it's just reassuring.
As long as you don't start winking.
If you're lunking. You want to make sure that you look presentable. Interesting.
Does that color look good on me?
Yeah. You want to make sure, you know, you don't have your skirt tucked into your underwear. Like you came out of a restroom. And
I have never seen anyone do that.
Oh, I have.
Seriously?
Yes. And I actually went up to her. I stood behind her and said, excuse me, you might want to adjust your skirt. She was very grateful.
I would be,
yes.
too.
You ever come out with toilet paper hanging out of your?
No.
Oh, okay. That happened to me, and sometimes I would do that, and I'd just be trying to be funny if I'm with people.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, one time I was somewhere with some friends, and I went into the restroom, and before my hair got all this curly mess, I wet my hair a little bit, and I went under that blow dryer thing. I stuck my head under it to try to make my hair stick out all over the place, and I went back and sat at the table like that, and nobody said anything. Nobody said anything. So I sat there with my hair all sticking out crazy, and they didn't say anything on purpose because they're just as funny. They wanted me to be embarrassed, which I was, but I had fun. Yeah.
Did it look good?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, oh no, no. I made it look real bad. Worse than today. I made it look real bad.
It doesn't look bad today.
Okay. All right. Let's move along.
They invest deeply in fewer relationships. Quality means more than quantity to folks who shun loneliness. They don't chase endless connections. They focus on a smaller circle with real depth.
Yes. Yes.
It's true. It is true. Because a lot of times if you try to make too many friends, you will go insane.
Well, the tight closeness may not be there. May not be there.
Probably isn't.
And the commitment may not be there. Maybe there would just be acquaintances, right?
I have acquaintances that I probably wouldn't stop and talk to, but smile at and say, hi, how are you? That kind of thing.
But there is a difference between an acquaintance and a friend.
Big difference.
Big difference. I agree with that one. These are good. Yours are good. Have you ever faked a yawn to check your breath?
I faked a yawn to check a lot of things.
What? Do you want to elaborate on that, my friend? What? What?
I fake a yawn just to get somebody to stop talking.
Oh, do, oh my God, you do?
Yeah.
Does it work?
No, because they start yelling.
I'm going to have to watch you when we go out. And if you yawn, you know what? My eyes are going to get big. And I'm going to worry.
But I have checked the breath, though.
I have, but I didn't yawn.
I didn't have to. I just kind of blow in my hand.
Yeah. It says here, faking a yawn to get a whiff of your own breath is a sneaky way to check if it's fresh. This discreet habit can help people avoid embarrassment before social interactions, although it might look funny from the outside.
Yeah, that's overdone. That's a little... Okay. People who are not lonely bounce back from social disappointments faster. Friendships end, partners leave, colleagues move on, but they don't let it define them. This is life, and this is what happens.
That's true. That's very, very true. Mm-hmm. This is worth repeating on another show, because people will forget this. So maybe in like a year, we should do this one again. I like it.
Okay.
Have you ever reduced your car volume to see better?
I've turned the radio completely off.
Me too. Why do we do that?
Because it's distracting.
I think so. It's the concentration that we need.
Yeah.
It says sometimes you subconsciously do things that don't have any logic or explanation. This is one of those. How is reducing the radio volume going to help me park my car better? I don't know, but it does.
It does.
It sounds silly, but many people turn down the car volume when trying to concentrate or find an address. Lowering background noise can improve focus. So while it seems weird, there's actually some logic behind it.
Yep. People who are not lonely find companionship in nature, and they have already made peace with life's big questions, like what happens after you die, that kind of thing. They've all come and, you know, got comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And nature just is the best medicine there is.
Oh, it is. That's why winter is so blah. Although I love a winter storm, that's nature. Right?
As long as I don't have to be out in it.
But gardens, my garden and flowers and stuff.
My peonies are going like crazy.
I bet they're beautiful.
They are.
Oh, my gosh. Do they have little ants in them?
Lots of them.
So do you know if you ever bring them in the house, you'd put them upside down in a sink full of water and all the ants come out?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It works.
Oh.
Or you have a bucket outside with water in it and you just dump them in there. You just kind of shake them around in the water and the ants all come out.
I did not know that.
And then you don't
that.
Have to worry about them. Well, hopefully they all come out. I mean, one of them might be...
I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Don't make me go.
True or false? True or false? We're at that point. All right. You probably know the answer to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Juneteenth has been an official holiday since the 1960s, or the Chinese lunar calendar determines when the Chinese New Year is celebrated, which is true.
Chinese lunar calendar is true.
Because
it is.
So you're saying the Juneteenth wasn't a holiday in the 60s?
Not then.
When did it start?
I think it started in the 80s.
Actually, Juneteenth was signed into federal law as a holiday in 2021.
2021?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're right.
Kind of.
The Chinese lunar calendar does determine when the Chinese New Year is celebrated.
Yes. You ever see the Chinese placemats that you see when you go into a Chinese restaurant?
I love those.
What are you?
The Year of the Rat or something like that. I don't know.
I'm a monkey. When you look up your birth year, they have all the birth years. There's like maybe four birth years, and you look up your birth year, and then you look above it in the little picture.
I think I'm a tiger, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I'd rather be a tiger than a monkey. I love monkeys, but I don't really want to be one. All righty. That's the end of our show. We'll see you next time.
Views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.